mean, you can't find that anywhere else.
There's so many great things here, and I got to tell you, everything looks great.
The booths are decorated beautifully, and, you know, you just need to come in and see.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30, and, you know, we'll be off on the regular holidays.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All of the McDaniel family and the vendors wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Guests coming for the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
It's December 14th, the greatest day ever. On the 14th of December, 1972, astronaut Eugene Cernan becomes the last person to walk on the moon during the Apollo 17 mission. It was a monumental moment in space exploration, or as amateur astrophysicist and pro basketball player Steph Curry calls it, total BS. Have a great December 14th, the greatest day ever.
Steph Curry's a freaking genius.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Some committees linked to the president under scrutiny.
Federal prosecutors are reportedly examining whether foreigners from Middle East countries illegally funneled donations to President Trump's inaugural committee and a pro-Trump super PAC in hopes of buying influence in the new administration.
Fox's John Decker, White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders denying any involvement by the president, saying he was focused on the transition.
The role that the president had in the inauguration was to raise his hand and take the oath.
President keeping up the call for a border wall, threatening to shut the government down without the funding, which Democrats say they won't give him. The Border Patrol confirming, meanwhile, a migrant 7-year-old girl has died in New Mexico.
That child from Guatemala and part of a group of people trying to get into the U.S. The agency says she had gone without food and water for days before being taken into custody.
Fox is Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
You found a morning radio program that's like a Christmas classic.
We're all Misfits.
Wake up with Greg Budell.
Silver and gold. Wahoo!
Jay Scott.
A kid. She said a kid.
Emily Hayes.
Who ever heard of a skinny Santa? Eat.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And 40-year man Rich Thomas.
Someday I'd like to be a dentist.
So don't look under the tree. Your present is right here.
I tell you, you're looking at a mighty humble bumble.
It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
You go down in history.
Lucky me. Greg, you know, working with Rudolph Scott, Rudolph Hayes, Rudolph Thomas. Why? Because they're all so dear to me. Duh.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's deer season.
We'll start with you, Rich.
All right. It's raining outside at the airport. They have light rain. Maxwell has drizzle reported. And you'll be in and out of the showers today, so carry the umbrella. Showers are likely. Can't rule out the rumble of thunder later on. A breezy day with winds brisk out of the east and a high temperature around 867, I think, will be the high temperature. Risk of showers at parade time tonight in downtown Montgomery, about 50-50. Overnight low temperature down to about 48. Tomorrow is a mostly cloudy day. The rain chances are not zero, but relatively small at 20% for all the big events going on. I won't list them all, but there's a lot. High around 57. Then on Sunday, partly sunny, high 59. We'll be in the low 60s Monday and Tuesday with lots of sunshine, and that starts an extended period of very mild weather. Not just for here, but for the entire country, winter on hold for a few days. Or maybe several days. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, light rain in the area. Temperature is 58 with northeast winds 10 miles per hour. It's 7:06.
So let's visit the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Thank you, Tip. Thank you, David Ingram.
Please clap.
You guys.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, there's still work of that accident on the ramp from the North Boulevard to 65 South. It's off to the right-hand side of the road. Not going to slow you down, but it is there. The interchange looking good right now. Starting to see lines getting into Maxwell and Gunner. A little more activity there. Just drive carefully this morning. All in all, we're still doing good. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off in Pearls, 35% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry, they're moving. You can save just in time for Christmas. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about our friend, Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Earlier, we talked about the cell phone use, how it affects necks and such. And that's one of the issues with my neck. Dr. Jeff Pasley said he's seeing it more and more in folks younger and younger because with the advent of cell phones and looking down and straining your neck for screen time, it can really mess up what you got going on with your spine. So if you've experienced any neck pain, shoulder pain, so on and so forth, and you can admit that you're maybe a little too tied to your cell phone or tablet, call Dr. Jeff Pasley at 285-8483. Go get checked out. Be feeling well. Start 2019 on the path to wellness. And that can all happen at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Now, you can visit them online at millbrookchiropractor.com. Learn more about what Dr. Jeff Pasley and the gang do up there. You can set up your appointment online, fill out your new patient paperwork as well. Or you can always just stop by Highway 14. Oh, goodness. 3367 Highway 14 in Millbrook. That's where you will find Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
9 minutes after 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Can I say something?
What?
Can I say something? Just want to wish a happy anniversary to Eric's parents.
Oh.
I believe it.
Who's Eric?
Oh, my gosh. My fiance.
Oh, former fiance.
Please call him by the name. We know that.
Yes.
Boy, he was boyfriend. I remember that.
Yes, but then he was upgraded to fiance.
We get used to all these names. You just throw in Eric. I'm, who?
Sorry. My bad. Anyway, happy anniversary, Rob and Linda.
By the way, I was very curious about the, because he came up to be on the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Yes.
And I was very curious about the outfit he had on.
He had his overalls on.
Yeah.
Hey, he's a farmer.
But he's not.
No, he's not.
Actually, I thought Joey was reuniting the cast of Captain Kangaroo, but
no, I mean, Eric,
he had the first shirt that takes batteries that I've ever seen.
Joey. Oh, Joey's?
Yeah.
With his Ric Flair Christmas sweatshirt.
And I forgot to put my collar on this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Collar, it's a horrible thing.
Oh. No, Eric, Eric builds things, and it's, to me, it's really cold where he works, but the overalls come out in the cold weather.
I wish I, you know, I'm a member. I'm actually a colonel in the Commemorative Air Force, and I had a flight suit with my name on it, all the appropriate patches, and in all the moves in my life, it somehow got lost. I wish I had it because it would be great for work, because it's, one, easy to get in and out of,
right,
comfortable, and it's got a zillion pockets to put crap. You'll notice today I'm not wearing my regular glasses. I forgot those. I forgot to put my watch on.
I don't have the watch either. I forgot.
It comes with age.
I noticed that Rich and I are kind of in the same color palette today. I think this is one of the first times. Because I don't normally wear colors.
I don't know what I was
What is he wearing? Is that a mauve?
I would say it's more, maybe his is mauve and mine's more wine.
I don't go that many words. I go, you know, like red, yellow, blue,
but that's
purple.
Not red.
Oh, this is
that
purple.
Reminds me of that old TV show. What was the song? And then came mauve. And then came
Maud. Speaking of Maud, have you talked to those folks at Jack Ingram about getting the pictures up?
I can check right now.
Because she could be a companion piece to Maury.
Wouldn't it be nice if they were bumping the same
I think
people?
So. I think that would be fantastic.
You're looking for a good home?
Because you know what they do.
I'm not saying that you have to buy cars in pairs, but I got my cats in pairs.
I can tell you this about Maud, the Mercedes. She's gorgeous. I don't need pictures to know that because everything they put on the lot there. The category of cars under 10. This is a Mercedes, by the way. It's 16 years old. Mm. It's got 71,000 miles on it. So think about how rarely that car was used over that period of time. The body, the interior are gorgeous, but most importantly, David Ingram tells the mechanics, give me a reason to not resell this vehicle. If we can't, then we'll put it on our lot, because they are just not at all interested in reselling anybody else's troubles. If you need something larger for work but don't have the budget to buy new, they've got plenty of choice, like a Toyota Highlander Sport or Dodge Journey. And then in the sedan category, you got to love, there's a new Rogue in there, too. Uh-huh. The Nissan Sentra, you know what? They sold that one.
What? It's gone?
Yeah, the one that was at the top of the list. Yeah.
The one? Oh!
So they've added something new. Okay, I was going to tell you about that one, but somebody bought it. Yeah. It was a 2017 with 41,000 miles. That's a great deal. So shop with confidence with tipping that team at Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass, jackingram.com. Randall is joining us this morning.
Morning. Emily, you ought to be happy that he wears overalls. I know he works for the chainsaw, right? I mean, wood, chips. See, he's thinking about you that he gets them over them bibs up where the chips don't fall down. People, he's good with his hands. I mean, just ask Emily. He makes all kind of cabinets, boxes. Y'all need to hear that, boy. That joke is good. He can build anything. Hope chest. He can give people hope. Take it away. All the way down the line.
Take their hope away.
And I'm going to tell you, this morning was so funny. Who laughed the loudest? Yeah, that's funny. Y'all did good. That was the funniest morning of my life. I had to rewind that 5 times. We'll see y'all.
That's he's talking about the TV segment?
That segment sponsor.
Yeah, he's a big fan of that.
Well, I'll tell you, have you been getting recognized in public from being on TV?
I don't go out in public, you know that. Did you snort? Did I get a snort? We got a snort. She snorted.
He's not on work release until next week.
Yeah, right?
Jay buys groceries and goes home.
On the weekends, late at night, when nobody else is in the store.
And when Jay goes out, air quotes, when Jay goes out, he goes out in San Antonio and Seattle. Mm-hmm. He doesn't go out here. Bless it.
Do
people recognize me? I hope not, because I don't always look my best.
At our company gathering the other night, I walked up to him and I was uncomfortably close. On purpose. And I said, I just want to make sure this is really you here.
Yeah, no.
Out of the building, out in public.
Yeah.
He does go to the Christmas party. I've not missed a Christmas party. That was my third.
I missed one Christmas party.
You missed one Christmas party, and I think you said you'd never miss one again.
I will never miss a Christmas party again.
Because you got hollered at for missing the Christmas party.
Well, everybody, we've got our local news at 7:15, and guess what we have coming up?
What? Stuff!
Tell me.
Random facts and today's convoluted introduction.
That's right.
To random facts.
Yeah. Hey, how are you doing on putting random facts?
Random Facts-mas?
Yeah.
Working on that at home because my computer makes it easier than it does here. It's coming along fine.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what Hillary Clinton said too.
What?
With her home server.
Oh.
things are easier to communicate at home.
Yeah, nah, it's easy to... It's,
no, I believe you on that, though, for
we're
certain.
Still, like, running Windows 98.
Hey.
Here.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, it ain't broke. It needs fixing, but it ain't broke.
Have your note-taking devices handy, because following random facts, we will have a $10 food outlet pop quiz based on something you hear. So get ready to play. It is 7:16. Here's your local news. I'll go outside and see if it's raining.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a woman dead. Police say this happened around 2:15 Thursday afternoon in the 1500 block of South Court Street. If you can help police find the shooter, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery police say they responded to four bomb threats on Thursday. One threat led to temporary evacuations at Auburn University at Montgomery. All of the threats have now been cleared. Numerous bomb threats were reported in cities across the country. And Mayor Todd Strange says that the city's recycling plant is set to reopen on January 7th. Mayor Strange says the plant will operate just as it did when it closed down in October of 2015. The plant is already slowly accepting some trash to test its machinery. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Have a holly jolly Friday. It's the best day of the week. Get a break from your headaches now that the week's complete. Have a holly jolly Friday. Go ahead, yell loud and clear.
Oh, by golly, it's finally Friday.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 behaving themselves here this morning, but increasing minute by minute. Still have those school buses out there. Watch out for them. Getting into Maxwell and Gunner, lines are there right on schedule. And Atlanta Highway to Madison, busy too. The Toyota-thon, it's going on with great savings. Plus, you can go to ReinhardtToyota.com. Press that big green button and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
On the 12th day of Die Hard, John McClane rescued me. With 12 bullets loading,
11 walls exploding,
10 Germans dying,
9 snipers aiming,
8 bones are breaking,
7 tanks are shooting,
6 rockets launching,
5 franchise films,
4 dead hostages,
3 handguns,
2 C4 tubes,
and a yippee-ki-yay mother.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We're now located in Pepper Tree Shops out on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week up through Christmas. Come see us. We'll make you anything you can dream of at Marguerite's, but we really want to brag about the Christmas specials we have. They're as easy as 1, 2, 3. We're talking about a diamond solitaire necklace, white, yellow, rose gold for $100, diamond earrings bezeled for $200, or a triple bezel necklace for just $300. Whatever you dream of, we have it at Marguerite's. We have the diamonds, we have the gold, and we certainly have the experience. Come see us. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Tulane University economist Peter Ricciuti helps us make sense of this crazy stock market and the deeper impact of tariffs than we see at first blush. More on the next What's Working with Cam Marston Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is December 14th, Monkey Day. It's a day to eat bananas, swing from trees, and howl at the top of your lungs, just like a monkey. No thanks. I'd like to think I'm a little more evolved than that. Have a barrel of fun on Monkey Day.
And now, say it, Zippy.
Random.
That's good. Monkey Day.
That was good, and that was also monkey. That was monkey poop.
Monkey poop.
Yeah. Oh, show note.
Yes.
Did you know that next week we are giving away a different prize every single? Well, every other whatever.
What? What are we doing?
We got prizes from Smart Skin to give away next week.
Really? They're doing that? That's great.
So on Monday and Tuesday, you'll get an ultrasonic facial from Smart Skin.
I should probably go try one of those out so I can speak about it.
On Wednesday and Thursday, we're giving away a 60-minute massage.
That too. I should probably get one of those so I can relay the experience to the listener.
And then on Friday, we're giving away a mani-pedi.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, I want that.
Oh!
All right, that's it, folks. We have nothing to give away next week.
We're going to keep it for ourselves, but thanks for listening.
And Merry Christmas
to me!
We're
going to confiscate all of those.
Just to let you know. No. Okay. All right, here we go. Did you know Theodore Roosevelt? He opposed putting the phrase "In God We Trust" on money.
Why?
Didn't like that idea. And it's not because of secular concerns, but he thought it was, he felt it was because it would be unwise to cheapen such a motto by use on coins.
Mm. I like it. I like it, Teddy.
Okay, I got you.
Communist.
TR was one of my favorite presidents. He's an interesting guy.
Interesting guy, did a lot of good stuff.
Yep.
But
had some personal tragedy, too.
Quite a bit.
Did you know that street dogs in several cities around the world have learned to efficiently navigate human traffic by watching humans? They use crosswalks, they follow street lights, they even use public transport watching what the humans do.
That's cool.
Did you know in the Star Trek universe, the Enterprise is called the Enterprise because in
the Star Trek universe,
right, in that timeline, there was a line of spaceships with that name, starting with one of the first manned spaceships from Earth.
Yeah.
In their line. However, in real life, the first space shuttle was called the Enterprise because of Star Trek.
I believe that.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Jay.
Worcestershire.
I don't understand a word you just said.
Taking the hope away.
What? Did you know there was a man named Lawrence Turode who hated how his father, his uncle, and his brother had returned from Vietnam, and they were disrespectfully called boy by whites. They were African-American, they were being called boy. He hated that. He didn't like it at all. He wanted the first word from everybody's mouth when addressing him to be Mr. So he changed his name to Mr. T.
Ah, Mr. T.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Oh. How about that?
Interesting.
Lawrence Turode.
Huh. I never knew the name.
Yeah.
Bless him. He's my spirit animal.
Did you know in 2001, Honda prepared to release a car called the Fit? In European markets, it would have been called the Fitta. However, in Swedish, that word translates to something else.
Oh.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it's a vulgar term for a something.
Is it listed there? Can I look and help you with your words?
I mean, you can if you want to.
Please, I'm coming.
It's that word right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
A no-no.
Hoo-ah!
Oh. I'm driving an 88.
Hoo-ah! The slogan would have been the all-new Fitta, small on the outside, big on the inside.
Oh, my God.
They renamed it the Jazz before release.
Thank God they used the right vowel.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Oh! Greg!
What?
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 Tomorrow, the PG version of this show. I'm just going to repackage it.
Hey, if somebody thought... Why is my face turning?
Yeah, right? I know.
If
I know.
Thought that, that is on them for having such a naughty mind.
That's okay. It's
that's
not,
up for arguments.
Not as naughty as some of your emails.
Oh! You want me to bring that one back up again?
No.
Rich tried to describe it to me, and now I'm very curious about what it was.
I missed it, and I don't want to see it, because today I want to be a lady. I could change tomorrow.
Today I want to be a lady.
Yes, I feel classy-ish
That one
today.
Will help. Okay.
Did you know?
Something, I don't know.
In 1979, a set of twins reunited after 37 years apart. Both were named Jim by their adoptive parents.
Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
James or Jim?
Jim.
I wonder if they were James, then Jim for short.
Very possible. Okay. I'd have to look this up.
Set of twins, okay. Jim and...
Both of them loved carpentry and math.
Okay.
And both of them pursued careers in security. Even more so, they each married a woman named Linda.
Jim and Linda?
Yeah.
Better than Pete and Repeat.
And then they got a divorce, and they both remarried a woman named Betty.
Wow. What in the world?
Right.
That's amazing.
It's so weird. Twins. Yeah. Twins.
Hmm.
Did you know, while he abolished slavery and he reformed child labor laws in England during his political leadership, the second Earl of Grey will most famously be remembered for the tea that he helped introduce into the world?
Earl Grey.
Yeah.
Y'all know that's my tea, right?
It is your tea.
That's like, I have a cup of tea every morning. Don't
you
make that
confuse
face.
Me. Just minutes ago you said Mr. T was your tea. Well, you make up your mind, huh?
Hey. I said Mr. T was my spirit animal.
Oh. Come on.
Earl Grey is my tea, and it will be served at the wedding.
All right.
Did you know he abolished slavery and reformed child labor laws in England?
You want to tell me a fact about the people that brought me Fresca? Because that's my other favorite beverage.
I don't have anything on Fresca.
Fresca.
Remember the Earl of Fresca?
Right. And everything he did. did you know that American soldiers guarding Saddam Hussein grew to have an attachment to him? At his execution, they were distraught. They felt like they had betrayed and murdered a close friend or a family member. And there's a lot of comments in here from correctional officers in prisons who say, yeah, this is a thing that actually happens.
It's some sort of attachment, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Emotional.
There's a strange, what is this, antithetical relationship or friendship that can develop between COs and inmates.
Interesting.
There was a riot that turned into a hostage situation on my shift. One of the inmates saved a sergeant by locking him in a cell and sliding the key inside with him. The inmate was a multiple murderer, but he said he did it because that sergeant was a good dude.
Oh, that's great.
Those are tough situations.
Yeah.
Some warm prison moments.
Jeez.
Why'd you do it? He's a good dude.
He's a good dude. Did you know, in the three-volume, 2,000-page Principia Mathematica...
Superpia.
Yeah, it takes all the way to page 86 in volume 2 to prove that 1 plus 1 equals 2.
I hate math. Math is pretentious.
But if you get to the Cliff Notes version of that book, You get right to
it. Get right down to it. One plus one equals two.
That's right.
You get it. Go from there.
Cliff Notes, thank you for helping me through high school.
Did you know on January 22nd, 1943, the temperature at Spearfish, South Dakota, rose 27 degrees Celsius in just 2 minutes? It went from negative 20 degrees Celsius to 7 degrees Celsius. Then it plummeted back from 12 degrees Celsius to negative 20 over a 27-minute period. This caused windows all over Spearfish to crack.
But if you would have had our weather app, you would have known it was happening.
Why did this happen?
In 1943.
Well,
why did it happen?
An early version of it.
Spearfish holds the world record for the fastest recorded temperature change. It was about 7:30 in the morning.
Translate that to Fahrenheit so we can really...
Okay, it was about 7:30 a.m. in the morning. The temperature in Spearfish was negative 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The Chinook wind?
Yep.
Chinook wind.
Right. Yeah. Picked up speed rapidly, and 2 minutes later, 7:32, the temperature was 45 degrees.
Wow.
Negative 4 to 45. Then it got up to 49. It was in 2 minutes to set a world record that still holds. By 9 a.m., the temperature had risen to 54 degrees. Suddenly, the Chinook died down, and the temperature tumbled back to negative 4.
Yeah.
The 58-degree drop took only 27 minutes, and that one caused glass windows to crack and windshields to instantly frost over.
I'm sure it wasn't good for, roadway surfaces either. You know?
Right.
How amazing.
And finally, did you know that there is a certain type of Australian beetle which is threatened with extinction? And it's not man-made situations. Well, maybe, but not really. Not intentionally. It's because the male beetles, keep trying to mate with beer bottles instead of females.
Very sexy edition of Random Facts.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
They're going to be caucusing on a Food Outlet pop quiz question. Let me tell you what's happening at Food Outlet this week. All three locations is cost plus 10, so throughout the store, you're going to save in every department. It is the only place, the house brand, Surefine. It's the only place I know you can get a loaf of fresh bread, delicious bread. It's as good as any of those name brands. Under a buck, usually 84 cents a loaf. Package of buns, 72 cents. Why would you pay $1.29, which is the lowest that the major chain offer a package of burger or hot dog buns, loaves of bread at $1.99? I mean, this is where you really start seeing how you can save money in every department. We all love Blue Bell ice cream, all flavors, $4.58 for the big half gallon. For some reason, chains charge you $7.99 for that big half gallon of Blue Bell ice cream. You'll save in the meat department. I'm there every Sunday morning at 7:45 taking pictures of chicken tenders to send to a certain local dog who likes to know that Uncle Greggy is thinking about her. Chuck Roast is the feature in the meat department, $2.74 a pound. Take some cricket dust. They sell cricket dust. It is the most versatile spice in the world. We've all come to love it here.
We've got to get some because we are awfully low downstairs.
Yeah, it's the only way you buy a jar and you go through it in a rather short period of time because it's good on almost everything. Just sprinkle some cricket dust on that roast and put it in the oven at 275 and just let it roast until it's pink. It's going to be amazing. So easy. Butt or shank portion ham, $1.25 a pound. Boneless pork chops, $1.86 a pound. And if you pay attention to what you pay at the chains and compare to what you pay at Food Outlet, you're going to realize, I got to stop by and pick up some glass bottle Diet Coke. That's my treat to me. Those are $5.99 at the lowest at the chains. They are $3.29 at Food Outlet. So right there, on my favorite beverage, I save over a buck and a quarter per six-pack. So give it a shot. It's well worth it, man, because the money adds up quickly. We're talking hundreds of dollars in savings with locations on Highway 14 and Honeymoon Heaven, Millbrook. Postcard-like until, but Honeymoon Heaven when. Main Street in Prattville, just west of Highway 31 and on Coliseum Boulevard, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Open Monday through Sunday. 7 o'clock every morning. It is 7:35. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now it is time to win that $10 bill. Gift certificate with today's pop quiz. Here is Quizmaster Jay.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm the Quizmaster.
Hey.
Hi, everybody. Earlier in Random Facts, and you may have known this, it may not have been something that was brought to your attention through Random Facts. You may have been ahead of the game a little bit. But your question is, what are Emily's two favorite drinks?
Oh, it's about me.
Oh, my God.
And an Emily segment later.
Oh, crap, I forgot.
Are you okay?
Yay.
Come on.
Yeah. And by the
Christmas
way,
came early.
I could not win this contest. I could only name one.
She mentioned, well.
Can we mention that it's.
I will say, if you break rank and go bourbon, you're also in the clear.
No.
But she specifically mentioned two drinks.
No, we want the two she mentioned during random.
Right. Right. It's not liquor.
Our number is 272-9228, 272-9228.
Oh, wow.
If you're listening on the Three Men and a Lady SAP channel, our number is Adiaco, Trace, Quattro, Dosiete, Dos, Nueve, Dos, Dos, Ocho, 272-9228. I'm ready to take callers right after we track traffic.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident on Perry Hill at 85. They've moved the vehicles into the Chevron area, so all lanes are open. Also, still working a fender bender. Man, this thing's been there all morning long from the North Boulevard on the ramp to 65 South. Prime Limited Leasing Space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center, Thumb Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. For more information, call David McClinton at 270-9177, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Well, it is. I mean, that's what we turned our daily pop quiz into. So we're going to give John the first chance to win this. What are Emily's two favorite beverages, as mentioned during Random Facts?
Fresca and Earl Grey tea.
That's right.
Yay!
It's the Earl of Grey and the Earl of Fresca.
See, right. I remember the Earl Grey tea. It was the Fresca that I forgot.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, man, don't ever forget Fresca. It's an unsung hero of the beverage world.
It's also cost plus 10 at Food Outlet.
We would have accepted also bourbon and LaCroix.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. That's awesome, guys. I appreciate it.
Hang on. Jay's going to get some information from you. Hey, look who's on the line. I believe, is this our legal eagle?
No.
Chad, we have a winner, but we want to thank you for calling.
Hi, Chad.
All right. I'm also a local heartthrob.
Oh,
you are? Well, then let me give you a big...
Yeah.
What is your field of expertise?
Computers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here's computer expert and local heartthrob, Chad.
Yeah.
How's that feel? Now you have an identity.
That's right.
Hey, so we...
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
And I believe we have Trista?
Trista.
Hey, Trista.
Hi, Trista.
Hi.
We already have a winner, but we wanted to thank you for trying to participate. Rich, did you want to ask her?
There was a set of twins that Jay mentioned, and they married the same women's names and everything. What were their names? The set of twins that we mentioned.
They married Linda first, and then married Betty.
That's correct. You remember what their names were?
The twins.
The
names?
Twins.
Jim.
Yep.
Jim.
That's right.
Look at
you
that.
So good. You even.
Are you a first time caller? No.
Yeah, first-time caller.
Okay.
Oh! Oh! Winner, winner!
I thought your name looked not familiar.
Yeah. Well,
don't
excellent.
We have something laying around her we can give her, like...
Well, a dog.
We got some cake downstairs still.
Let me tell you about that cake.
Okay. No, it's her face.
There was a cake-tastrophe in the kitchen yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Tell what happened?
Well, first of all, it's in this box that covers the whole table.
Yeah, so I'm
trying to move it to plates.
Oh, no.
So I cut a sizable hunk.
Oh, no.
And
did it all go on the floor?
It fell off. Oh, no, no. The white frosted part tumbled down my right leg, which looked just great.
Oh. The
must have been a big bird.
Yeah. And then the red, the green, down the leg of a chair.
Yeah.
And it's that frosting that the harder you try to clean it up, the more you smear it around.
Yeah.
Bailey,
yeah.
You were at the wrong place at the wrong time.
I went through about a half a pound of paper towels.
Yeah.
And there's still trace evidence of it down there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, goodness.
Well, Trista, and, congratulations. And thanks for calling and being one of our, being a first-time caller.
Well, we hope you'll call back and try again.
You could win at the end of, good Lord. You could win at the end of the show.
She draws out number 56. That's you.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Well.
Good deal, Trista.
Thanks for breaking the ice with us.
Thank you. Really
That's great to have a first-time caller. 742.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions for over 20 years. Learn more at gulfcoastsupply.com. So much, Emily.
We see a more concentrated band of rain moving into the area right now. I'm looking at the radar, and this is extending through much of Autauga and Lowndes County, and now edging into the western part of the city of Montgomery and edging on eastward. So if you've been rain-free for a little while, the rain is about to begin again. We'll be in and out of the showers today. There could be a rumble of thunder later. A breezy day with a brisk easterly wind and a high temperature up to about 67 today, with the risk of showers during parade time this evening about 6:15 downtown Montgomery.
I'll
about 50-50. Yeah.
I'll be driving the Red Box
is
for that.
Is Jeff also, or are we just, do we have one more than one vehicle?
No. Bubba's driving the Bama Country truck.
Okay.
Jams is driving the Jams vehicle, and then I'm driving the big Sprinter.
And then we're in time.
That's at 6:15 is the start time. I got to start lining up, though, at around 5.
Why don't you give us a call this afternoon while you're waiting there?
While I'm waiting? Okay, sure.
And then
I'll let you know how bad traffic is downtown Montgomery.
There's some random facts.
We're in the Christmas on the Coosa parade tomorrow
at 2, yeah.
Okay, tomorrow is a mostly cloudy day. The rain chances are not zero, but tiny. 20% tomorrow with a high around 57. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high around 59. That's a nice day. And then how about low 60s Monday and Tuesday? Lots of sunshine. In fact, we get into and check out my morning video this morning. Very interesting. Looks like cold air retreats from the entire nation for several days. And it looks like all next week, the week before Christmas, is much above normal nationwide. And will it continue beyond next week, which would take us into Christmas week? Check out my morning video for more. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, light rain out at the airport. It's 58 at 743.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Their service is as sunny as the forecast, and their fee-free checking accounts can chase away the clouds. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
During the forecast, you looked at the radar and used the term a concentrated band of showers, and I thought...
from Airplane.
Yeah. And you know what? That's not an isolated clip. I had to talk up to where I thought that music came in, and I did it. It's just a guess.
Perfecto.
That is broadcast professionalism.
Perfecto.
Georgia Floors Direct is the place to get a perfect outcome on your carpeting, beginning with the price, true wholesale price. Georgia Floors Direct, almost half a century. Next year will mark 50 years. And when they first opened in that big building on the bypass across from Lowe's, that was on the outskirts of Montgomery civilization. And now the city has grown around it, but it remains there because it's still functional. It's big enough to house just about any type of flooring you can think of, any type and style. It's all shipped there direct from the manufacturers and sold to you at a true wholesale price. Jeff Balanson hires the right people. I call it the merry band of flooriers. So when you walk in, you can be a little overwhelmed by the size of the place and the stacks and reams and yards of room remnants and different types of flooring. You just let them know what you're interested in doing, and then they can give you a very focused visit. You get your wholesale price, they arrange installation with people they've worked with for years, and at the very end, you are 100% satisfied, and it's all Georgia Floors Direct. You can get carpeting other places, but if there's something that needs to be tweaked or changed in the install, you get an 800 number to call at Georgia Floors Direct. They are there to make sure. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct, open Monday through Saturday from 9 till 7. 746.
Business Network. Dow futures are lower as we head towards the open. One reason? Signs of slowing growth in China, the world's second biggest economy. A potential trade war is also affecting investors. The Trump administration will reportedly make it official that a tariff hike on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods will be put off until March 1st. And China says it will suspend additional tariffs on U.S. made vehicles and auto parts for 3 months as the two countries try to reach a trade deal. We know that Amazon is coming to Queens, New York, and to Virginia. There's now a report that some workers at the company's new fulfillment center in Staten Island want to form a union. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
What if every time you went out, you could cash in? Now with the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. Like learning more about each other on your first date. You play the oboe. Or discovering they can't hit the high notes at your favorite karaoke bar. Oh, yeah! No matter your reason for going out, now you have four more. Introducing the new Saver Card from Capital One. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
Today's show is brought to you by Santa Claus, outperforming Amazon delivery since at least 1822.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say they responded to four bomb threats Thursday. One threat led to temporary evacuations at Auburn University at Montgomery. All of the threats have now been cleared. Numerous bomb threats were reported in cities across the country. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a woman dead. Police say this happened around 2:15 Thursday afternoon in the 1500 block of South Court Street. If you can help police find the shooter, make sure you call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says that the city's recycling plant is set to reopen on January 7th. Mayor Strange says that the plant will operate just as it did when it closed down in October of 2015. The plant is already slowly accepting some trash to test its machinery. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew Jay.
I'm Casey Christmas. Welcome back to the Shopping Days Countdown. And now, a letter from Jimmy. Jimmy writes, Dear Santa. Wait, shouldn't that be Dear Casey? Sorry, Jimmy. You were supposed to send this letter to the North Pole, not a dingy studio in Burbank. Here's more useful info. It's December 14th, and the remaining shopping days comes in at number 11. I'm Casey Christmas, and there are just 11 days left to buy gifts. So keep dropping hints to your mom and hope she's picking up what you're laying down.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
near. That's why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
What if three men and a lady paid...
Ho, ho, ho! Well, it's three men and a lady. Come on, Greg, sit on my knee. Have you been a good boy?
You are correct, sir.
Well, you know I have a list and I can check it twice.
Knock yourself out.
Well, I will. And what would you like for Christmas, Jay?
Candy corn.
Okay. By the way, are you leaving me anything under the tree?
I've got something in my front pocket for you.
Well, what about you, Miss Hayes?
Don't call me Miss Hayes.
Well, what would you like to be called?
Imbo the Nimbo.
Well, Imbo, what do you want for Christmas?
The gin-making kit.
Well, I don't think Santa can bring you that.
I like bourbon.
And most folks don't ask for those kinds of things.
People aren't alcoholics like you.
Shut up, Jay!
Now, you two stop it. Aw, here's little Richie Thomas. How are you?
Adorable.
Yes, you are. Say, did I ever show you a picture of Mrs. Claus?
Not a good-looking woman.
Very funny. You people are a mess.
You are correct, sir.
I'm calling the elves right now and telling them to load the sleigh with extra coal.
Ooh, I want to slap you right now.
That's it. You're all on the naughty list.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
That's so Christmassy.
Shut up, weather boy. Adorable only goes so far with me.
You talk about incompetence.
That's it, Budell. You're getting a turd in your stocking.
That just frosts my pajamas.
Get out. Somebody bring me my blood pressure pills. Oh, it's okay, Bailey. You can stay. You're nice.
From the massive vault of Rusty Aldrich, creative genius. A couple of things. I talked to Don Duncan yesterday. Yes. Now...
God.
If y'all think I understand why I'm the way I am, I don't.
The original plan was I would be out next week, but that has changed. And the Alabama Oklahoma game is the 29th.
Yep.
Roll Tide.
So the predictathon for that game will be a week from today. We'll post it on the 21st.
Okay.
Because we have Christmas, now give people plenty of time to get. I think we're doing a $500.
Whoa!
Gift certificate.
That's madness.
How many euros would that be?
12.
You know, I wouldn't have the faintest idea, but I'm going to guess about 220.
Okay.
That's just the number. Could you check that to see how brilliant I am?
$500 equals how many euros?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it,
I know this is not...
Carry to two, and then...
And what was your answer?
225.
I said 12.
No. 500 United States dollars into euros is 443.
Oh, euro.
So I was the closest. No, Greg was the closest without going over.
Can you do that in yen? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, I can.
It'd 12. Be like 8 million yen, wouldn't
Give
it?
Give it to me. Why do you keep giving it to
Here,
Jay?
If you have a yen to do the conundrum.
I mean, it's like the only thing that I do. Above.
$500 is how much yen?
56,820.
Wow!
God, how do you carry that around in your wallet?
I know. Can I borrow 50,000 yen, please?
What's the largest yen bill? I mean, if
the yen must be like...
I need a pen.
Here.
But you wanted you look like somebody at Thanksgiving dinner that can't reach the gravy.
Mom, he got more gravy.
The largest bill, or the largest
denomination. Let's say I go to Japan and I have $500 I need to convert, but I don't want
50,000 yen,
50,000 wad that big in my pocket. Yeah.
Is it denomination? Is it the?
Is it
the bill?
The single largest.
Yen must be very tiny.
What is that called?
Currency.
Currency.
Note.
Note.
The 10,000 yen note.
Oh. So you just have five of those.
Is the largest banknote denomination of the Japanese yen. The front side of the 10,000 yen note includes a portrait of Yukichi Fukuyaza.
Oh, really?
He was
I thought he was on the quarter over there.
You know him. Yeah, he's a philosopher. Yeah, so there you go. Would you like me to do any other Googling? I'm a Googler.
He's a Googling Googler. Alrighty, it is. Oh, so I mentioned the Duncan and Son Predictathon for the first of two Alabama championship games will be a week from today.
I like how you recognize it's the first of two because we're all tied.
I mentioned to him, I said it's. Sorry, Rich.
Rich, I just want you to know that my soon-to-be stepdaughter is an Auburn fan, and I spent the day yesterday finding Auburn gifts for her.
A question about your wedding. How
you
much?
You might want to try Brian Jewelry on that.
Yeah.
They have some beautiful stuff for Auburn fans.
How much is that whole school spirit thing going to be integrated into the wedding? Any? All? Most?
What do you mean, Jen?
I'm asking for Rich's sake, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
Because I might have plans.
We know I'm working on the seating chart, and I've got Coach Saban sitting at the table with Rich.
This is the wedding march. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the bride.
What else is on?
No.
If you check out the Roll Tide War Eagle showcases at Brian Jewelry, the Auburn showcase has a few more selections in it that are remaining because apparently there's been a greater rush to buy Alabama.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. Maybe we should get her an ornament that she can put on our tree since we have the one that you gave us.
They've got earrings, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Mommy the Swami is Madam Moore Eagle.
Yeah.
Two sons that attended Auburn that became doctors.
Doctors.
Oh. In fact, Darren Woodling is the guy that launched Infusion.
Of course.
And my Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling. So I got to be very careful. I walk a fine line here. I have people that can kill me if I'm not careful. So I respect. Respect is the word. So that'll be a week from today with a $500 grand prize. Do we have consensus on a conundrum?
We have 100% consensus.
All right. I like that one, too. And we'll start that next hour. We will be giving away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. So stay tuned for more fun and excitement with three men and a lady. In the meantime, when it was announced that Rite Aid would be merging in with the larger pharmacy chain, that really, you know, because I would love everybody to use Adams Drugs, but I had a few friends that said, you know, this really stinks because I've gotten to know my Rite Aid pharmacist over the years, and you know, it just feels personal. Because we're talking about your medicine and people that get to know the things that you need, people you're comfortable asking questions. Well,